By the end of this lecture, we will have advanced from 800,000 years ago to approximately 100 to 150,000 years ago. This is really the last of our really major jumps in time, because now the world is getting more crowded. And there are many more people interacting with one another, and the archaeological record becomes more complete and better known. If there's one rule about human prehistory, the later it is, the more we know. One reason is that once we come to modern humans, we speak. We can interact with people in the past a little more closely than we can with Homo erectus or earlier humans who were not as human as us. But in the context of today's lecture, we know that by 150,000 years ago, several thousand people lived across Western and Central Europe. We suspect, and this is logical, that most of them dwelt in large river valleys and near lakes. Why? Because we found thousands of finely made hand axes in the ancient gravels of large rivers, made by hundreds of generations of hunters to butcher game and for other purposes. And this was a world when the generations passed quickly, where you were an adult by 12 and probably dead by the age of 25, if you were lucky to survive that long. The hunters were hunted. They were predators. Because, you see, the life way of people 150,000 years ago in Europe was very little different from that of 500,000 years earlier. Constant mobility, large hunting territories anchored to permanent water supplies, and probably places where food supplies were more predictable in winter. Small camps, constant ebb and flow of population. Technology was simple, versatile, highly portable, and much of it made of wood, of which we only have the smallest fragments. Survival and the hunt depended on expert stalking, on fire-strengthened, sharp spears, clubs, and possibly traps, as well as cooperative hunting. Stone tools were multi-purpose artifacts like the hand axes, used for butchery and many other purposes, cutting wood, scraping skins, grubbing for tools, for roots, perhaps even thrown sometimes at small game. Simple scrapers and flakes sufficed for the many domestic tasks, for processing hides and woodworking and other purposes. There was none of the specialized weaponry and the more sophisticated artifacts which appeared after 100,000 years ago in Europe and elsewhere. What then happened in this archaic world? On a day-to-day basis, the answer could be very simply and tritely, absolutely nothing. The rhythm of life passed from generation to generation with an ebb and flow of populations across vast, still largely unexplored landscapes. The world's population was teeny, confined to the more temperate and tropical parts of the old world, and vast areas of the globe, notably the Americas, were still unpopulated. Humans were versatile. Humans were on the move, but they did not yet have the cognitive abilities or the technology to master the climatic extremes of the Arctic North. In this lecture, we've described the first human settlement of Europe, one of the more challenging environments colonized by archaic humans. It was occupied somewhat late, perhaps as early as 800,000 years ago. The date, as I said, is controversial. We began by describing some very early controversial fossils from Georgia and some that are less controversial from Israel, which date to between 1.7 and 1.4 million years, respectively. We stressed that what we know about the human settlement of Europe in the very beginning is almost nothing and is based very largely on one fossil find in Spain. And then we described three sites which reveal something of the life way of Homo erectus: Boxgrove, Schoningen in Germany, and Torralba in Spain. We discussed the highly diverse human populations of Europe, who were the ancestors of the Neanderthals, described in Lecture 6. And finally, We described the cognitive and linguistic abilities of early Europeans and concluded that they were no match for those of Homo sapiens, ourselves.